From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. For the third year in a row, Missouri lawmakers failed to pass legislation that would ban gifts from lobbyists to elected officials, leaving its fate unclear. The House's version, which would have banned all gifts with a few exceptions, died in the Senate. The Senate instead offered a measure to limit gifts to $5 a day in exchange for loosening restrictions on term limits, which died in the House. Republican Jason Chipman of Steelville co-sponsored the House version. He blames the bill's failure on a system of quid pro quo.
That's how politics is, unfortunately. Some of the senators will take advantage of that and say, well, I'm going to hold this up unless you get such and such a bill of mine passed. I think that probably more than anything is what's been holding it up so far.
Former Senator turned Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe says it has more to do with concerns over how gifts would be defined and who would be responsible for reporting them. A Missouri man is suing his state representative after being blocked by her Twitter account in a case reminiscent of a recent ruling against President Donald Trump. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in federal court on behalf of Mike Campbell, a personal injury lawyer living in Centralia. He was blocked from Republican Representative Sherry Tolson Reich's account after he retweeted another state representative who criticized her. The lawsuit argues that Twitter is a public forum and blocking constituents because of their political views violates their First Amendment rights. Other officials around the country are being sued on similar grounds. A federal judge ruled in May that Trump violated the First Amendment when he blocked his critics on Twitter. Reich did not immediately return a request for comment. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill's Republican opponents are criticizing her for her wealth as she makes a bid for her third term. Much of her wealth comes from the business success of her husband, Joseph Shepard, who was well established when they married in 2002. McCaskill's opponents have tried to paint her as out of touch, which is a funny argument, according to retired political scientist Mark Ruszewski, considering President Trump's own wealth. The latest attacks on McCaskill surround reports that her husband invested $1 million in a U.S.-based fund tied to the Cayman Islands. She also received backlash for using a private plane during a campaign tour that was promoted with photos of McCaskill in front of an RV. Labor leaders in Missouri say the state's public sector unions, such as those representing teachers, won't be affected by the U.S. Supreme Court's latest ruling. The court ruled 5-4 yesterday that public employee unions cannot require workers who don't join the union to pay fees or dues. That is already the law for public employee unions in Missouri. However, state AFL-CIO President Mike Lewis says the High Court's decision will be a campaign issue this August when voters decide the fate of the right-to-work proposal known as Proposition A.
It's just an attack to divide the working class people and put them further on the bottom of the food chain.
The Missouri Chamber of Commerce says it will also highlight the court ruling as it campaigns in favor of Proposition A. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.